Support staff at Denver Public Schools will see a raise in their wages this coming school year. After months of negotiations, the district has reached agreements with multiple organizations that represent workers from paraprofessionals to custodial staff to patrol officers. Food workers and custodians in the district will now earn more than $18 an hour, and classroom aides will earn a minimum of $20 an hour. In a press release, DPS indicated the minimum wage for all workers will increase to $20 per hour by the 2024-2025 school year. The increase comes as multiple districts in the state of Colorado are following the same steps due to recent cost of living hikes that make it difficult for staff to remain in their positions. Denver Public Schools has been ordered to pay $2.1 million to settle a lawsuit in which the district was found to have misrepresented staff service hours to the federal government. In this case, Denver Public Schools falsely reported staff service hours to get the AmeriCorps grant. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, six DPS programs were not qualified to earn over $500,000 in grant money, but were granted over $800,000 in cash based on their false certifications. The district had to report staff office hours to get an education award, which falsely reported some hours. According to the Colorado Sun, DPS said in a written statement, "DPS maintains its actions were in alignment with its core mission of educating youth. The school district is currently conducting its investigation into the irregularities of staff members." Edgewell recalls banana boat spray sunscreens after detecting cancer-causing benzene. KG News' Chiara Damari has more.
On Sunday, the Edgewell Personnel Care Company announced a recall of banana boat sunscreen after it was discovered that a carcinogen, known as benzene, was in one of its more popular products. According to a press release from Edgewell Personnel Care Company, benzene can occur by inhalation orally and through the skin, and it potentially can result in cancers, including leukemia and blood cancer of the bone marrow, and blood disorders which can be life-threatening. To date, Edgewell has not received any adverse events related to this recall. The three products being recalled are the Banana Boat Hair and Scalp Spray SPF 30 that expires in December of 2022, February 2023, and April of 2024. Contact Edgewell Personnel Care at 1-888-686-3988, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Customers may also visit www.bananaboat.com for more information and to learn how to receive reimbursement for eligible products. For KGNU, I'm Chiara Damari.
The Denver Department of Transportation and Infrastructure, or DOTI, will include the repairing of hazardous sidewalks as a part of Denver's annual concrete maintenance program. The decision was made in order to spend fund dollars in an efficient manner and as a backup plan in case the Denver Deserves Sidewalks ballot fails to pass. The decision made by the DOTI will result in the replacement of the neighborhood sidewalk repair program. The funding for the addition will be sourced from parking meter rates, parking citations, and an annual general fund appropriation. As of now, the DOTI has accumulated a total of $1.2 million from current contracts with numerous concrete companies to help with the repairs. The locations that will receive these repairs will be influenced by areas that the annual concrete maintenance program will focus on and other factors like level of damage and tilt. The first sidewalk locations that will receive these repairs will be the boundaries of 26th Avenue from 35th Avenue and Downing Street to York Street. The Rocky Mountain National Park is now more accessible for more people. KGNU's Jimmy Searfoss has more.
All-terrain wheelchairs are now available for free for any Rocky Mountain National Park guests who may need one. These wheelchairs feature a third wheel that extends out the front of the wheelchair and comes with levers on each side to aid in getting through that mountain terrain. It also has handles on the back for pushing if necessary. They are said to handle rocky trails, dirt paths, and even snow. The chairs were donated by the Sam Schneider Legacy Foundation and aim to expand access to the Rocky Mountain National Park to everyone. Reservations can be made through the SS Park Mountain Shop. I'm Jimmy Searfoss for KGNU.
The town of Superior now has a new water filtration system in place to resolve issues lingering from the Marshall Fire. Town officials announced yesterday that the granular activated carbon filtration, or GAC system, has been installed at the town's water treatment facility. The installation of the filtration system came after months of complaints by residents that the town's water had an unpleasant taste and smell. Even though the Public Works and Utilities Department started cleaning up the water supply back in January, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, Boulder County Public Health, and Corona Environmental Consulting, who recommended the filtration system, declared the water to be compromised. Installation of the new filtration system took around 3 months to complete. An Ozone Action Day alert is in effect until at least 4 p.m. today across the Front Range Urban Corridor. Health officials advise active children and adults and people with lung disease, such as asthma, to reduce prolonged or heavy outdoor exertion due to poor air quality. Expect sunny weather all throughout the Front Range today with a slight chance of rain. In Boulder, a high of 94 and a low of 66. In Denver, a high of 96 and a low of 70. In Fort Collins, a high of 95 and a low of 65. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.